And now, the Goldbergs. Out of the wreckage of the marriage that never happened, out of the strain and stress of Sammy Goldberg's life, out of the tangle of interests that surround Sylvia and Sammy, a little order is appearing. And the hand that's working it is that of Dr. Christopher Cater, psychologist and psychoanalyst. The signs are big and the signs are small. Sylvia is no longer anxious to marry Sammy, and Sammy has accepted it. But now, Sylvia feels that she's in love with the doctor. And yesterday, her father heard from Sammy the words which we first heard from Christopher Cater, that he, Mr. Allison, was to blame for everything. The question is why? And the answer is being prepared early this summer morning.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Trying to get somebody on the phone?
Yes, Dr. Cater.
Well, let me try for you, because sometimes the operator is a little negligible.
Please, thank you.
Hello? Hello, operator? We're trying to get Dr. Cater. Yes, Dr. Cater, Jr.
Ask him if I can come over to see him.
I will, Mr. Allison. But when he's just done. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater? This is Mrs. Goldberg. Morning. Very well, thank you. Mr. Allison, this is to come over to see you, if possible. Yes. Just 1 minute, please. Just Dr. Cater says he'll be in any time you call.
Well, tell him I'll be right over.
Yes. Hello? Dr. Cater, Mr. Allison will be over immediately, almost. Yes. Thank you. But with Sylvia, just 1 minute. With Sylvia?
No, alone.
Alone. Hello, Dr. Cater? No, Mr. Allison will come alone. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Bye. Anytime you go over, he'll be present. Are you all right, Miss Allison?
No, I'm not all right.
Did Sammy say something?
Plenty.
Is that why you're going over to Dr. Cater?
Yes. I have to go over to him before I leave.
Oh, you're leaving?
How much longer can I stay?
Sylvia also?
That I don't know. If I have to go alone, I'll go alone.
Miss Allison, listen to me. Whatever Dr. Cater says, do. Do no matter how foolish it sounds, no matter how unimportant, because people like us can't tell what's foolish or unimportant when it comes to things like this. I mean, for us, what we like is important and what we don't like is foolish, and then never the twain shall meet. So go, Mr. Allison, and learn the way we all have to, because after all, what's a mystery? A mystery is only something that we're... How shall I say it? A mystery is only something that we're ignorant of. That's all.
And as Allison puts on his hat and walks soberly down the country road to the house of Christopher Cater's father, the old country doctor is having breakfast with his son. Two eras in medicine face each other across the pancakes, syrup, and coffee. And yet, those eras are connected in the way the faces, the gestures, hands of father and son are related. You can see the traces of the father and the son, and the devotion to truth, the humility in face of the mysteries of sheer living, the wonder of it are present in the older and newer branches of the science. There's no mumbo-jumbo here, no posing and big talk, only the simple desire to know, to understand, and to help. But meanwhile, the pancakes go down in stacks.
Will you pass the syrup, Dad, please?
Yeah. Yeah, leave some for me.
I promise. More coffee?
Please.
There you are.
Thank you.
That's all.
Is that Mr. Allison finally coming over,
Yes.
Surprise?
Nope.
Don't let these minor triumphs go to your head, Chris. Be surprised.
Oh, I can't afford to be. Mr. Allison isn't any different from the rest of us. If I were in his shoes, I'd have been here days ago. He's slow.
And how's his pretty daughter, Sylvia?
She told me she was in love with me.
Oh.
Makes the whole world brighter.
Pass the syrup.
Oh, yes, I promised, didn't I?
And Sammy? Thanks.
I want to apologize about Sammy.
And to me also?
To you also. Sammy can face the truth with the best of us. Mm-hmm.
Can you?
What's that?
Can you?
What truth?
You're not becoming a patient yourself when it comes to Sylvia, are you?
Oh. Not yet.
Sure?
Half sure.
Does that satisfy you?
Half and half.
Does this go on with every young woman patient you have?
No.
No.
Oh, I like Sylvia, but she's in no state to go out into the world yet. She has to relive her youth first. And there's no room in that for anyone but her father and herself. You see, Dad, Sylvia has begun living at the wrong end of the road. I'm going to transport her back through her father and with him.
And then?
Then I'll go back to the city after having spent the nicest vacation in the world.
I suppose Lastonbury is too slow for you.
Well, no, it's not too slow, Dad, but my business is psychology and the material isn't here.
Oh?
In large enough grouping, Sammy.
Don't be too sure.
What do you mean?
That's Mr. Allison.
What do you mean?
Well, that's my secret, Chris. But first, go ahead and finish the business at hand.
Well, all right, but I wish you'd...
And I'll finish your pancakes, if you don't mind.
Like son, like father. Come in, Mr. Allison.
Thank you.
In this way, please. Hmm?
Thank you.
Now, will you please sit down?
Thanks. I want to apologize for my behavior at our first meeting.
It's quite all right.
I'm willing to do anything you say.
Would you have a cigarette?
Thank you.
Oh, here, never mind, I haven't. There we are. And now, Mr. Allison, I'll tell you why I wanted to see you.
Yes, Dr. Cater.
But the main purpose which I undertook with your daughter and Sammy Goldberg is, I think, accomplished. We've burst what was joined. There will be no marriage. For the only reason that really means anything. Sammy and Sylvia don't want to marry each other. And Sammy Goldberg's out of the wasteland, I think. Back on solid ground where he belongs. There remains your daughter and yourself.
Am I to be a patient, too?
No. No, you're to help me with my patient. Since you have the secret of Sylvia's past locked up somewhere in your memory.
That I still can't believe.
We'll see. When did your wife die?
Some months after Sylvia was born. The birth was too much for her. She wasted away.
Mm-hmm. And you brought the children up yourself?
Yes.
You were a young man, more or less, Mr. Allison. Didn't you ever think of remarrying? Didn't you?
I did, yes.
What happened?
It wasn't possible.
Why not?
Well, it couldn't be.
Weren't you in love?
I was.
Mm-hmm. And this other woman?
She wanted to marry me.
Well?
It wasn't possible.
But tell me why. Tell me, Mr. Allison, what happened. And what has Sylvia got to do with it? Tell me. Don't try to hide it.
A flash of remembered anguish touches Mr. Allison's face. He stares at the ceiling, the wall, and the floor. And patiently, Christopher Cater waits for the story that may hold the secret of Sylvia Allison's trouble.